This would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled Cut Christmas Trees Number 4, 3, 2, 1. Today I want to tell you more about cut Christmas trees. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. That information after this. 3, 2, 1. Last time I talked about the three main types of trees used for Christmas. The once popular Scotch pine with their medium length needles, spruce, usually white spruce, with short sharp needles, and the green balsam and blue Fraser firs with soft needles. I said that the pines generally do not drop their needles if given some water and left in the home for about 2 weeks, but the white spruce, while it may be more attractive to some homeowners, will definitely drop if it's not fresh and kept well watered. I recommended it should be left in the home only for a few days if the room is not very cool. The green balsam or blue Fraser firs are by far the best of the shorter needle trees for retaining their needles indoors. One tree that has only a few years ago entered the cut-off Christmas tree market is known by several common names, silver, Colorado, or concolor fir. These are all the same tree that has been available as a large landscape tree for decades. Its needles are almost as long as the Scots pine, but they are extremely soft and not sharp as those of the pine. For years, over a decade in fact, the Drysdale Christmas Tree Farms won the Grand Champion Christmas Tree Ribbon at the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair, and often with unusual species such as Norway spruce or the silver fir. Quite unusual. While these trees are generally not available yet, you may see them in a few years' time. Meanwhile, balsam and Fraser firs are certainly the most popular for this year. I'm Art Drysdale.